Welcome to Coffee House Shots for Spectator's Daily Politics podcast. A campaign to remove Theresa May as Prime Minister is underway. Grant Chapps, a former party chairman, has admitted that he has what he claims is almost 30 signatures of MPs willing to depose her and to try to start the process to find a new leader. But will he get enough names and will he succeed? I'm Fraser Nelson and I'm joined by James Forsyth and Katie Bowles to discuss. So, James, Grant Chapps broke cover about midnight last night.
I don't mean he broke cover, I think he was forced out into
the The whips, he says, had betrayed him, had given his names to the Times. The Times is about to break the story, so he went on the radio before his cover was blown. But it's now out in the open. So what's the story?
So, I mean, the whips have obviously taken a kind of conscious decision to flush him out because they thought that would reduce the potency of his plot.
Had it become an open secret?
I think it was fairly well known in Westminster that, you know, he wrote a piece for the Mail on Sunday last weekend. He appeared on television on Sunday. Basically, it was quite clear where he was coming from. Yeah. I think it is a sign. Now, I think their strategy is going to work in the short term, but it's a sign of the weakness of her position that getting this plot out there is seen as a necessary move.
Right. So you think the whips in naming Grant Chapps are doing so because they want to strengthen the position of Theresa May?
Yeah, they want to undermine this plot because Grant Chapps has had various problems, you know, the whole Team 2015 stuff when he was party chairman, the whole Michael Green thing, and they think saying it's his plot reduces the likelihood of it succeeding, and they think it also creates a rally around the Prime Minister effect. But it is a telling sign of her weakness, but they think that getting this out there is a risk worth taking. Because this is now out in public that a former cabinet minister thinks she should go, and it keeps this leadership discussion going on. I don't think anything is going to happen this weekend. I don't think anything is going to happen on Monday. I think, though, what cannot continue to happen is disaster after disaster befalling the government. It's not just what went wrong with the speech on Wednesday in presentational terms, right? I don't think the Tory party wants to get rid of Theresa May for having a cold. But I think that she needs to show that she's got an agenda. I think what worries Tory MPs is they're not quite sure what the message they're meant to take away from that conference to the doorstep is. And I think the feeling is we can't carry on drifting. So she's got to show that she is getting a grip.
Right. Katie, what's your reading of the situation? I mean, I guess the whips thought the words Grant Chapps are inherently comic and would therefore take the sting out of it. But still, we have got the rather embarrassing situation where a coup to get rid of the Prime Minister is underway. It's difficult to see how this is net positive for Theresa May.
Yeah, I think it's the least worst option right now. And the whips made a calculated decision that this was the best thing to do. I noted last night I had quite senior Tory message me, you know, saying that they thought something was imminent. And then today they added the caveat. When I said that, I meant as long as it was done by anyone but Grant Chapps. And today on the Tory WhatsApp thread, there's the official Tory MP WhatsApp thread, and I had an MP get in touch because they said they never added Grant Chapps to this thread because he's so unpopular in the party.
Really? Even amongst the backbenchers?
Yeah, and today he got added, but he only got added so he could see all the abuse they're giving him. So
can you say more about this WhatsApp thread? Yeah. This is a group using end-to-end encryption, yeah. Sort of the Home Secretary's not keen on. And who's members of this group? Is it every backbench MP or just the Brexiteers or what?
The idea, well, they've got smaller groups, but the idea is there's a general Tory WhatsApp MP group, which every Tory MP should be on.
Including government members.
And off that, you also have the Eurosceptic groups, which are smaller ones, fringe, and they're often a bit more open in what they say. So the idea that a Tory MP is not on the actual Tory MP WhatsApp group is quite damning. You could say it's an oversight. The MP I spoke to said there's a reason Grant's never been on this thread. They added it to him this morning, and now they said the only reason was so he could see all the abuse. Because all these MPs are furious. You have ministers on it, you have backbench, and they're all saying things on it along the lines of, you know, was it 30 Michael Greens, and also bringing up things about 20, that's
but Michael Green is the name which he made up and was a scandal about 4 years ago that when in business he had basically concocted an alternative identity which gave him a reputation as a fantasist. Now when he says he's got 30 names, is that regarded as a fantasy as well?
That is the joke currently going on in a group that he's been added to just so he can see the joke. I think he does, obviously has a few names, but the impression I've got just from speaking to a few MPs this morning is that these are probably disgruntled Cameroons and all the people who've been sacked recently, various junior ministerial positions or other, and they don't think this is a serious threat. And I think actually I've spoken to some people who are very critical of May and would quite like to see her go sooner rather than later, but they think that Shaps has ruined it for them, and actually this is why the Whips probably did make quite a shrewd move, because it now looks more comical and people don't want to be attached to a plot which they can't see as for the good of the party. It's more just people with access to grind or freezers to put body parts in.
James, I guess it's quite easy to say Theresa May is awful and she must go. It's harder to work out what should happen then. And I suppose, is that the split in the party between... I can't imagine there's many people who want her to fight the next election. Probably most party MPs think it's a question of when she should go. But similarly, I get the feeling that almost all of the cabinet and probably most of the party think not right now.
I think she's been kept in place by two things. One is there is no obvious successor that people can agree on. And the second thing is the Tory party does fear what a leadership contest before Brexit would do to it. I mean, that would be the kind of the final battle, like from the Book of Revelation, you know, kind of thing, of the two Tory warring tribes over Europe. I would add, though, one caveat to this, which is, as Katie said, the Tory party is in a world of least worst options, right? If the option of keeping Theresa May as Prime Minister becomes worse and worse and worse, because you have more weeks like the last one, where more things go wrong, more occasions where Theresa May looks like she really doesn't want to be there, then I think people might start to reflect. I think one of the other things that keeping her in place, oddly enough, is the level of the cabinet division over Brexit. Because if you think back to when Theresa May ran for leader, she, at that point, it was possible to try and unite Remainers and Leavers in the way that she did. She said, look, I'm going to appoint all Leavers are going to get the Brexit jobs in my government. There'll be a Brexiteer in charge of Brexit, but, you know, I'll be the Prime Minister. Right now, it is, I think, almost inconceivable that you might see, for example, Amber Rudd and Michael Gove stride out together, and Amber Rudd say, I'm going to be Prime Minister, but Michael Gove is going to be the Deputy Prime Minister in charge of Brexit. These cabinet divisions are so deep that I don't see how you could come up with some kind of unity ticket of Remainer and Brexiteer. And if you can't come up with some kind of unity ticket, there is a danger that a leadership contest could actually split the party.
So you're saying, James, that since the Brexit vote, the Remain versus Leave split has become so deep and so acrimonious that the party is now scared of itself in a way that it wasn't.
I think the Tory party looks at a leadership contest like a recovering alcoholic looks at a bottle of whiskey. You know, they know that they can't open it and just have one wee dram. They know that it will end with the whole bottle being drunk and disaster.
So, Katie, where will this end? I mean, let's say Grant Shapps, his objective is to basically, you know, George Osborne style, have Theresa May in the freezer. I imagine there's a few more freezerites out there. Imagine, I don't know, perhaps Anna Soubry is probably one of his names. Nicky Morgan, I imagine, probably as well. But I'm struggling to make a mental list, even to myself, of more than 10. He says he's got 30, and I'm wondering what happens here. Do you think he'll have to show his hand by Monday or admit defeat?
I think we should note an important caveat from Grant Shapps. This 30 isn't people who want her all gone tomorrow morning, but I think these people are 30 are people who want her gone before 2019.
Right, so therefore we're not talking about gathering names and giving them to the chairman of the 1922 committee with a view to triggering a leadership contest.
Yeah.
He is just wandering around working who he thinks doesn't like Prime Minister.
I think his test is that these were people who wanted her to go before March 2019, which is the end of the Brexit process, which is which was previously the kind of traditional point at which she was leaving. I think one other thing we have learned today is, you know, you talk to anyone, not even Theresa May's greatest defenders outside that kind of immediate inner circle are trying to argue that she should stay and lead the party into the next election. This is a kind of, hang on, let's just wait.
And Katie, what do you think the next few days will involve then? I mean, do you think that the Grant Shapps coup will be fizzling out by dinner time, or do you reckon... Some people might think, well, if things are moving, then let's just see if we can jump on it.
I don't think she's safe yet. I think Sunday, I mean, the Sunday papers are going to bring up probably a whole new shop of horrors for her. But I do think what they have managed to do is neuter the threat slightly through the Scheps thing, because it's made it a lot more toxic than the party deciding that for the good, this is what they need. But speaking to MPs today, I know they're worried that she might choose that she doesn't want to stay on.
Or that I've also heard that they're worried her husband, Philip, will persuade her, look, for the good of your health, this is working, step down. And it's funny how many cabinet members are worried about that for the reasons James was talking about, because if she quits, that means leadership contest, which means back on the bottle.
Yeah. And so that's a worry. And also there is a feeling that it's no longer getting to March 2019, I don't think. It's getting to a point, hopefully in next year, they've been saying to me, where there is a chance to do this swap over with the least problems.
Yeah. That's another theory that I've heard, James. I mean, one senior Tory said to me, like, we need to get her through until Christmas. That's the most important thing, because the Brexit talks go through stages of importance, and right now there's a very important stage. And there is a feeling that to go now would be a lot worse than going, say, in January. Of course, to lose a Prime Minister during Brexit talks would be bad. But
from her point of view, if she could say, this is the other thing you come down to, which is, if she goes right now, how do you write? I mean, even the most revisionist Peterhouse historian would struggle to write a positive appreciation of Mrs. May's premiership, right, if she left now. I think some people think if she could get to that moment when the EU says, we'll move on to the trade talks parts of this, right, then you could say, she took over with a country in chaos. David Cameron had resigned. The pound was in free fall. And she steadied the ship and put it on its new course before handing over to a new captain. I think one of the things she needs to do, though, which is, if you look at the fact that so many people in the party think the leadership solution does not come from within the current cabinet, she owes it to the party to do what Michael Howard did, to bring on new talent. This needs to happen. You know, Katie wrote about this in her I column during conference. You know, we need to be seeing these new young Turks in the government so we can find out whether they're good enough or not. And I think, actually, I've always thought this, a much better strategy than this, she's going to fight the 2022 election and the rise in the Lib Dem vote will save us, would be for Theresa May to say, no. I got the party into this mess. I'm going to get us out of it. And one of the ways I'm going to do that is by ensuring that we have a good choice of future candidates when I do step down.
But that would mean a cabinet reshuffle, Katie. I mean, let's say she takes your advice here. That would mean that she has to sack people, which she's in a pretty weak position from doing. But what right now, if you were her chief advisor, what would you say to her to do?
I think she's planning on doing a constituency visit early as a rumour going around.
Yeah.
I think she needs to look like she's just getting on with business, look like she's not really rising to this. And I think
To get back on the front foot somehow.
To get back on the front foot. And also, I mean, at the moment, people are casting off Scheps as a comedy, tragedy comedy figure. So the best thing to do is not respond to it, really. And I think also the next few weeks, if I were her, I would think about trying to do a minor reshuffle. I don't think it's going
to
be a grand
one. But to promote the talent, so we start to see Rees-Mogg given a government job?
Exactly. I think there are a few roles where people would probably go without kicking up a massive fuss. I don't think you can do it for many. But, for example, party chairman. We've heard Patrick McLaughlin has apparently offered his resignation straight after the results.
Yeah, so he should.
So, in which case, why not use that? It's a very important role for reinvigorating the membership to promote someone. And also things like culture secretary. I don't want to put Karen Bradley out of a job, but she's very loyal to Theresa May. There's a chance that she might stand aside.
She wouldn't
aside.
Send Graham Brady a letter. She would
stand aside for Theresa May's survival if she needed to.
Right,
and these are also roles that you can do without messing up the whole Brexit process. We're not saying replace the Brexit secretary. We're saying do a sign to show, maybe you didn't do it with your speech, but show through your action that you are forward-looking and you're listening to the younger people in your party.
I think she needs to show that she is enjoying the job. I mean, that is a very, very important...
Oh, God, what potion would you need to take to give that? I mean,
no, I mean, this is...
Enjoying it?
No,
what part of this job?
So I think one of the things that Tory MP said to me yesterday, I think it's very important, it said it somehow doesn't feel as disloyal to think she should go now, because you wonder whether it would be kind of blissful release. But that she has a sense of duty, which is keeping her doing a job, which, you know, is a form of torture for her. She needs to show that she is enjoying being Prime Minister. When she turns up to Prime Minister's questions to face Jeremy Corbyn. She needs to look like she wants to be there. She needs to look like she is relishing the fight. Because if she doesn't, I think more and more people will begin to say, these people are not people who are going to say, oh, I've seen Grant Shapps raise the banner of rebellion, I must flock to it. But these are just people who, more in sorrow than in anger, will begin to think, maybe we do need someone who wants to do this. And I think so. She needs to, you know, the big challenge for her is to look like she genuinely wants to be doing this, and then to show that the purpose of her, what the purpose of her premiership.
So, Katie, politically, then she lives on to die another day.
Yeah, it's stormy weather ahead, but we don't think the lightning is coming on Sunday.
James and Katie, thanks very much indeed. You can subscribe to this podcast, Coffee House Shots, on the iTunes Store, and to the magazine itself from just £1 a week on spectator.co.uk. My thanks to James, Katie and Nick Hilton, who produced this podcast. So I say, think I better leave right now, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me how, before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now.